Chapter 10. It's Now or Never. Robert and Lucy looked at their time travel phones. The phones were flashing and making a bleeping noise. They shook the phones, but the bleeping didn't stop. "What's the matter with them?" asked Marcus's father. "Have they broken?" Robert looked carefully at his phone. In one corner of the screen, a small symbol was flashing. It showed that the phone's battery was low. Then Robert looked carefully at Lucy's phone. The same symbol was flashing on the screen of her phone.
"It's the batteries," said Robert. He looked really worried. "They're not working properly."
"What does a battery do?" asked Marcus's father. "Is it important?"
"It's very important. It gives the phone the power it needs to work," explained Robert. "Without the batteries, the time travel phones wouldn't work at all."
Lucy looked upset.
"That means that we wouldn't be able to travel back to our own time. We'd have to stay here forever."
Marcus's father looked thoughtful.
"Why have the batteries lost their power?" he asked.
Robert shrugged his shoulders.
"I don't know," he said. "I don't understand it. It's never happened before."
"I know," said Lucy suddenly. "I understand what's happened."
Everyone looked at her.
"It must have been when we were in the hold of the ship. Do you remember? Water seeped into the hold during the storm. We got wet. The batteries in the phones must have got wet too. That's how they lost their power."
"Oh no," said Robert. "They will be ruined. What are we going to do?"
Marcus's father looked up at the sky. Although it was late in the afternoon, the sun was still shining brightly. It was still very hot.
"I think I might have a good idea," he said. "Come with me."
He took the children to the walls of the Circus Maximus. He put his hand on the hot stones.
"Feel the heat of these stones," he said.
The children put their hands on the stones. They were burning hot.
"I think we should put the batteries on the hot stones," suggested Marcus's father. "The sun and the heat will dry out the batteries. With luck, it may be enough to give them just enough power to help you get home."
Robert looked doubtful.
"I'm not sure it will work," he said.
"It's the only chance we've got," said Lucy.
She put her phone battery on the hot stones. Some steam rose up from it.
"Look," she said. "The sun is drying it out already."
Robert put his battery on the stones next to Lucy's.
"Now all we can do is wait," said Marcus's father.
He sat down with his back against the wall.
"Come and rest for a while," he said. "I think we all need to get our energy back."
They waited and waited, until the sun started to sink in the sky.
"I don't think the batteries will dry out any more now," said Camilla. "It's almost sunset."
Marcus's father felt the batteries. They felt hot and dry.
"Put them back into your phones," he said. "Let's see if they have a little power now."
Robert and Lucy put the batteries back into their phones and turned them on. The battery symbol flickered on the screens. Then it showed that the batteries had a little power in them.
"The batteries have got a little power," said Robert. "But will it be enough to make the phones work? And will it be enough to get us home?"
Marcus's father looked at the phones.
"I think it's now or never," he said. "You need to try and make the phones work before the batteries lose their power again. You must try and get back to your own time.
Marcus and Camilla hugged Robert and Lucy.
Goodbye, they said, and thank you for helping us. We will never forget you.
We will never forget you either,
said Robert and Lucy.
Be quick, said Marcus's father. Be quick before the batteries fade.
Robert and Lucy waved goodbye. They put in the date, the place, and their passwords backwards. Then they pressed the green buttons on their time travel phones. Everything went dark. There was the sound of rushing wind. Then they were back in Grandad's study. They quickly put the phones back on Grandad's desk. Just then, the study door opened. Grandad walked in.
I'm so sorry I've been such a long time on the telephone, he said. It was an old friend of mine. We had a lot to talk about. I hope you two weren't bored waiting for me.
Robert and Lucy looked at each other and smiled.
No, Grandad, they said. We weren't bored at all.